Coming to you from New York. This is Tom Edison. This is the Connected Dots Radio Show. And guess what? It is the last day of the year here in New York. If you're in California, well, you're still in Saturday. And only if you're on the East Coast, you are at the last day of the year like I am. And counting down towards New Year's Eve. Well, let me just start connecting the dots. I don't know what to say. I was listening to some of the shows tonight on BBS. You might have heard of that radio network, BBS Radio Network. Well, anyhow, there was all kinds of good talk happening. Just recently, I mentioned about the pineal gland is your connection to the higher reality. And watch out for the GMO foods. They somehow, if you're picking up through the chemtrails or something else, some of that nasty DNA, nanoparts, something that supposedly there's a connection where GM food helps these bad things grow inside your body. Plenty of things to be careful about. But probably the most interesting thing I've come across during the week was I was watching Pleiadian videos on the internet. And, well, I've known about the Pleiadians since back in the 1980s. I started reading some of the books that were, we could say, co-written by Pleiadians in partnership with humans. In fact, that reminds me, just in case nobody ever told you, co-creation is the way of the universe. Whether you know it or not, people are co-creating all their time. You know, some of the great movies that are made out there, we give credit on the screen to the guy either who wrote the book or who produced the, did the video production of the filming. But a lot of these great movies and great books were co-created by unseen spiritual partners. And this is how it works in the universe. Most people don't realize that their lives are being monitored from afar by the authorized overseers of mankind. That's a term I came up with, the overseers of mankind. Because they are out there. Some people, the closest thing we've heard before from other people is probably guardian angels. You know, beings that we can't see, but they're looking down and following our lives. And then there's, of course, the supreme of all supreme sources of all there is, God. Which, obviously, if you haven't been told, is connected to everything. You don't have to go to church to connect to God. You don't have to get on your knees and to pray or communicate with God. You just have to think to communicate with God, and you will be communicating with God. It's that easy, really. And once you learn how to do it that easy, you know, you just do it instantly whenever you feel like it and want to. You know, I'm a practical person. I practice what I preach, and I live life. You know, I'm walking through life. Hey, I'm in the New York City area. There's plenty of people that need help there, and if I see them just as I'm walking down the street, I'll just make a mental note. God help that person. You know, those are important things to do in life, because you put a word in for somebody who needs some help. That person will receive some help, some way, somehow. And if you can just trust in the synchronicity of the universe, it'll happen. Believe it'll happen, and it will. One of the great teachings of life. And in fact, the Pleiadians videos I've been watching, they were talking about synchronicity. While I'm talking about Pleiadians, what else did I pick up on that? The Pleiadians are here to help us. I came across the statement. They said that the group that's here, they've gone back in time to our time to help us plug in our 12-strand DNA. Now, we've all heard it before, human DNA, the double helix, but apparently we only have activated a double helix because of interference into the affairs of mankind some 300,000 years ago. Which reminds me, I have that in my book, that interference, and I connect with the same number 300,000 years ago. It's in the 12 Planet books by Zachariah Sitchin and his other books too. And you might have heard about the Anunnaki, the Niberians. I call them the 12 planet creatures. I also call them note creatures, not as this earth creatures, though they're here, ruling over us. They're the ones behind the ruling families of the world. They've passed their bloodline into some of the humans, and these are the crazy world controllers that are ruining our world now. Well, it's all connected somehow. So anyhow, back to the Pleiadians. They make mention of that it was about that time, 300,000 years ago, that the there was a wars in space for ownership of the Earth, and unfortunately the bad guys won, and one of those groups, obviously the Anunnaki, Niberians, beings from the 12th planet, they altered our DNA, and they shut off the Nervidos, no good so-and-so. They shut off 10 of our strands of DNA, and left us with only two working strands of DNA. But supposedly, we still all have them in our bodies. They're just inactive, and that's one of the main reasons the Pleiadians are here, to help us activate all of our DNA strands. And when we have our 12 DNA strands activated, we have to do it, I think, one person at a time, I believe, but who knows, maybe they can do more than one at a time. Maybe there can be a collective uplifting of the human race. It's been talked about. And once our 12-strand DNA is activated, we're plugged into the whole universe then. And our 12 chakras become active, and a lot of this Pleiadian information talks about the chakras. In case you haven't heard, yes, chakras, invisible vortexes of spinning energy that are in our body. The traditional chakra information usually relates only to the seven within the body. People have studied this. People practice opening them up. I work with my chakras myself, but I'm only working with the seven inside my body because, I don't know, that's all I do. I don't know. It'll be nice if the Pleiadians help me activate my 12 chakras, but anybody can start working with their seven. I've talked about it before. Get yourself a crystal ball, the easiest way. Get yourself a little book about how to use crystals to help energize your chakras. And, you spend a little time rolling a crystal ball over your chakras, or you get your mate to do it for you. Or you visit somebody who will charge you money to do the service or whatever, but you can do it yourself. You just got to remember to clean your crystals before you use them, because they will pull the negative energy out of you. In fact, that's the proof that this stuff works. When you're done working with rubbing a crystal ball over your chakras and doing breathing exercises with it, you'll notice that the crystal picks up a tremendous amount of heat, and that's obviously proves that something is going on. And then, you need a little maintenance on your crystal. When you're done with that, you need to clean it off right away, because the crystal can pull some negative energies out of your body. In fact, we should all spend more time thinking about and talking to crystals. In fact, I got a perfect remedy now. You know, I'm a person for freedom and free life, and I know some people won't agree with me on this, probably, but I believe all animals should be free. You know, this whole thing about keeping people is, I mean, that's what the 12th planet do. They keep people as pets. that's how they look at us, I've heard. But pet stores, you know, I'm not trying to put pet stores out of business, but there shouldn't be pet stores, really. And we shouldn't keep pets in the house, you know. If you have a nice piece of property and you have some animals that you're personally attached to, if you let them run free on the property, that's cool. But if you got the pet locked up in the house, you're really keeping it in a prison system. Birds in cages, ridiculous. You're putting the bird in prison. That's insanity. It's ungodly almost, too. But these are things to think about, that we should get away from pet stores and pets and replace them with crystals, because these are personal objects that you can set them down on the shelf and leave them alone. They don't mind being left in a space, and then they'll patiently wait for you to come back, and you don't have to feed them. But they will become part of your life, and they will help you. Just like pets can sometimes help you, and animals sometimes can help you. But that's just an idea. I put my ideas out there. Sometimes the ideas just come to me and I spit them out, and that's an idea I have. I think we should start replacing pet stores with crystal stores, and start replacing pets that are, you know, don't ever buy anybody a pet for a holiday or a pet for Christmas or something like that, because the person will get bored with it in a short time, and then the pet is stuck living a life of slavery and sometimes abuse. And, you won't have that problem with crystals. So we ought to think about that and start passing the word around. Don't look to have pets in your life. Look to have crystals in your life and learn to use them, and they can increase your intelligence and increase your connection to the whole universe. So anyhow, back to the Pleiadians. What else? Let me see what else did they were talking about in the videos. That it's important for all our DNA to be activated so we can interact with the whole universe. And then there's information in our inactive strands of DNA codes are held in there, and the true history of our personal lives are held in our DNA codes, and other important things. And of course, once we fully connect with the universe, we will have all this information coming into us and energies that we never thought even existed. But we're in the process of this happening now, and that's why the Pleiadians are here, and there's other good groups of ETs that are here to help us evolve with the Earth, because the vibrations of the Earth are being brought up into the fifth dimension, and we're going to need all of our DNA activated to, realistically exist in the fifth dimension. So these are things that I've been re-educating myself on, so to speak, and finding little new bits here and there about it. An interesting thing that the Pleiadians were in these videos were using the Pleiadian representative in one particular video I was watching. The voice representing the Pleiadians was talking about the term Prime Creator. And then they made a clarification as the definition of Prime Creator is Creator God, which perfectly coincides with what I became aware of a long time ago, what's known as the Fifth Apocal Revelation, which is the sharing of universal records with the human race. And I love when I come across things that coincide with other bits of information. That's a confirmation that it's real. And activation, again, bringing your of 12-strand DNA, it'll bring your hidden memory forward. Supposedly, we've all had an existence before, and we've all volunteered to come here. No one ever told us that when we were growing up, but that's what the information is now, and that apparently when you come to the Earth, you're anything you had before, your memory gets wiped clean. In fact, there's a real detailed story of Jesus out there, and it's in the fifth apocryphal Revelation. It's a complete story of his life, and when you read the more complete story, as told by one of the guardian angels that were around his presence, during his life, that Jesus himself, was unaware of whom he actually was until he finally became contacted, got his personal contact from God, and Jesus being one of the few individuals that ever had lived on the earth as a human and had a direct personal connection to the real God. Like the real Donald Trump, well, there is a real God. The original source of all that is otherwise personally known as the Heavenly Father. Anyhow, to a certain point in his life, Jesus did not. His memory was wiped clean, too, and being born into a physical form of a human being here on Earth. Hard to believe, right? You would think, well, He knew from the beginning, but no, he didn't. And, of course, the reason for that is if you had your full memory when you came here, you wouldn't, you'd be too connected to your past existence before you came here, and you wouldn't have the fresh experience of learning things fresh from the start without any backup, you know, like you just walked into the world and everything is new and exciting and so you're working with the blackboard of your past has been wiped clean, and you're starting fresh. You're starting over again, and that's the reality. But I bet a lot of you listening didn't know that it's a historical record revealed to us in the fifth apocryphal Revelation that Jesus of Nazareth himself did not know whom he actually was until he was personally contacted, whatever year it was, when he was 10 or 12 or something like that. Do the research yourself. And so back to the Pleiadians again. What else can I remember that I picked up in the videos? They gave some information regarding the location of your out-of-body chakras. The first seven chakras are located vortexes of spinning energy. That's what they are. They're located within your physical body, the seventh one being at the top of your head. And so I believe it was explained by the Pleiadians that your eighth through 12th chakras are outside the body. The eighth one is supposedly roughly 8 inches above your head. Well, that coincides. And then your ninth chakra is like a few feet outside of your body, spinning around. Your 10th chakra, I believe, is connected to the solar system. Extends that far out. Your 11th chakra is connected to the whole galaxy. Wow. And your 12th chakra is somewhere farther out in the universe. So imagine that, and we won't have to imagine when it happens, and it won't be that much longer, I guess, that when our 12 chakras are connected, boy, will we be connected into the universe then. You know, I can hardly wait. So things to look forward to. You know, I call it being unplugged in. I think that's what they call it, too. What else are the, let me see, what else did I, can I recall, do an instant recall here? They were talking about the, yeah, the dirty note, good note, so-and-so's that unplugged the 10 of our chakras, the nerve of them. 300,000 years ago, and we've been going through life as, you know, with one, only one-sixth the connection, you can do the math, of what we should have been connected to. And they mentioned that these 12 planet creatures were consist of part human DNA, because they are humanoid-type creatures, and part reptilian creatures, DNA. And we've heard that in books that people who talk about the beings of the planet Nibiru. Good books to read, Zachariah Sitchin. Got a lot of important information there. I correlated a lot in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And this is important information to know, because they're one of the major players behind the scenes that perpetrate evil on our planet. No, it's not just the devil or the evil spirit beings. It's the 12th planet. In my book, Connected Dots Theory, I say that they're worse than the devil and the fallen angels. And if you read the fifth apocryphal revelation, you'll find out the devil is not really one of the fallen angels. a lot of the confusion with the devil, Satan, and Lucifer comes from the religious writings of the Jewish scribes. They decided they were going to, all interactions with good spirit beings were going to be called God, and all interactions with dark side spirit beings were going to be called Satan. And they mixed the words with the devil, and they mixed the words with Lucifer. But with, you know, when you get the historical information that's kept on safe universal records, not on our planet, of course. Nothing's safe on our planet, basically, because everything's been tainted with and made inaccurate. Well, the real records point out, and this is a story, and it's an important story to know, because you need to know your enemy so you can protect yourself against them, that the devil, who has a real name, I won't give it the devil credit by mentioning his real name. They give him his real name, though. The one known as the devil, the one known as Satan, and the one known as Lucifer are three separate entities. That's right. And that makes perfect sense when you were talking about evil. Evil is always trying to do their interpretation of God. And if you know anything about the real God that was originally just one source, manifested himself into a trinity. And if you understand anything about geometry and expansion of reality, you know you need a trinity to expand beyond one. If you just have two, you still don't have enough. You need 3 points, really, to manifest into an ever-expanding universe. I talk about that in my book, Connected Dots Theory. It's available everywhere on Amazon. That's where I got the name of the show, Connected Dots. It's right, taken right from my book, Connected Dots Theory. And I recommend it to everybody because it gives you a little introduction to everything that's going on in the world. It explains why things are the way they are. Has a lot of physical information, too. It explains the importance of geometry. It explains the symbolism. And symbolism is important because you need to know to recognize evil. When you can recognize the symbolism that evil uses, then you recognize that evil is connected to certain things. So I'll give you a perfect example. Scientology cross, if you ever look at it, it's got a regular Christian type cross, and then it's got two 45 degree angle rods stuck in around the center point of the cross there, which mark out 45 degree angles. And I clearly stated in my book, in chapter 5, Mark of the False Gods, when you spot that 45 degree angle on purpose, that is the mark of the false gods, namely the Venus from the 12th planet, which correlates perfectly with the recent information from the Pleiadians, and also everything in Zachariah Sitchin's books. They are creatures from the 12th planet. They are all the false gods. You know, compared to them, the one that became the devil, or Lucifer, and Satan, all three of them have not caused as much evil on Earth as the false gods have, as the creatures from the 12th planet. And they are still running the show with their ruling families that carry their bloodline, the half-breeds, we could call them. You know, we know who they are, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, the Rockefellers, probably the royal family, and other important families in the world. They are the half-breeds of the 12th planet, and these are the no-good so-and-sos that are ruining our world because their allegiance is really to another planet. That's how they have no qualms about destroying our world. And, of course, there's all the other ET faces that are here that are just jumping and vying for their portion of the human race because they don't have anything against destroying the Earth because, again, it's not their planet. You know, Earth is just some rock in the sky with a lot of valuable minerals that they can come down here and mine and steal. And the human race is nothing but good for slave labor because these creatures don't have feelings. They don't understand about love. Too bad, and their day is coming to an end. Luckily, I hear a lot of them are being removed. It's just not happening fast enough for me. I like things to happen instantaneously because that's how my mind thinks. My mind does think faster than the speed of light. And there are books out there that authors have been given the information. One of my favorite books, The Crystal Connection. I mentioned it numerous times in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. What you ought to get an education and be brought up to the present time, because it is an introductory course, crash course, so you can get a glimpse of what's going on behind the scenes, understand all the bad players, and there are plenty of them, understand the symbology that's staring you right in the face, which brings me back to symbology, and it's an important thing to talk about. Because you'd recognize Washington, D.C. is an evil place. It was built on an evil platform. And when you get an understanding of symbology, you'll be able to see that right away. It's staring you right in the face. But if you don't know anything about symbols and what symbols the false gods represent, are a representation of the false gods they place, their markers everywhere, it's like flag waving, you know? In fact, they probably are the ones who invented the flag. Who knows? Anyhow, I haven't mentioned it yet, but listen. This is Connect the Dots radio show. I am the host, Tom Edison, 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And yes, I ran in the last election, too. Look it up. And this is a call-in radio show. Hey, it's your chance to talk to a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And you can talk about politics, you can talk about chemtrails, you can talk about love, Pleiadians, crystals, anything that is of some value. You talk about what smart meters are being put up in your neighborhood. The new 5G systems are being put up everywhere. It's scary. I mean, you drive around, ride around to your local towns and start looking on the telephone poles. This program is going up too fast, and once they turn on the juice, people are going to start getting sick. You have to be on top of this. You have to protect yourself. You have to protest what's being done because all stops are out now. Look at the California fires, what they're doing there. But before I continue, listen. This is a call-in radio station. The number is 888-627-6008. 608. And if you're listening, even if you never called into a radio show before, you ought to think of calling in, because it's called participation in life. And I talk about a lot of interesting things here, and I'm sure if you're listening, you must be interested in some of it. I'm sure you have an opinion, or you have something to share with the world that's listening. And for all we know, there might be extraterrestrials listening to this show. I'm sure they know how to tune in to broadcast. And it's called participation in life. There's too much isolation going on now. People, I ride the subway in New York all the time, and it's sad. I look around. Everyone's looking into their phone. Strangers don't talk to strangers anymore. Everyone's in their phone, cell phone matrix. Get that? It's your cell. That's why the cell phone was created, in mind that we're going to put the human race in their private little cells with the cell phone. Get it? Cell, like jail cell. Well, when you're living your life through your cell phone, you have put yourself in the jail cell, which is your phone. It tells you what to do. It takes up every minute of your time. It prevents you from talking to other people, which is very antisocial. And unfortunately, too many people are living the antisocial life now, to the point of people don't even know how to talk to people anymore. You know, conversation is an important part of human communication. You know, we even in the metropolitan area in New York here, you get on trains, not the subway system, but the mass transit rail system is coming in and out of New York, and they've got this thing, the first and the last car of trains are silent cars. You're not allowed to have conversations with people there unless you whisper it, you know? And it's enforced, seriously. Sometimes by the people in the car. You know, you're just having a good time. You came on the train with your friend. You just want to have a conversation. And somebody will say, shut up, this is a quiet car. And most people don't have no problem with that, because everybody basically gets on the trains and the first thing, they're glued into their cell phones immediately. They put themselves back in their own little jail cell that is the cell phone. And that's what the Pleiadians talk about a lot. They say, you know, turn off the TV. And I say, turn off the cell phone. And it's basically the same thing. They say this kind of stuff is no good for your race, because it separates you from the rest of us. And that's what's wrong with all these people sitting home going on the Internet and watching videos on the Internet. You're doing it by yourself. There's no social connection there, you know? Years ago, I mean, it still happens to a small degree, but if we go back, I guess, I don't know, even 50 years ago probably, there was a lot of movie houses still where people would go in local neighborhoods. People would go to movie houses. There'd be thousands of people in the movie theater. Very few big movie theaters like that anymore. They can't draw a crowd that big anymore because everyone's at home watching videos, watching cable TV. And so the mass groups of people watching the same thing, which was of social importance to some degree. And when those old movie theaters were still around, and I was a kid, I can remember walking out of the movie theater, and everybody was talking about, you'd hear strangers talking about what's going on in the movie, and it was still a social thing as everybody's finally out of the theater, you know? There was some communal conversations. You'd be talking to your friends. You'd hear other people talking about the same thing, and then you'd be talking about what you heard them talking about. And it was a social experience with thousands of people. And as I understand, back in the 1940s, there was a movie house every couple of blocks in every town. Towns, you know, had four, five, six, 10 movie houses. Famous 42nd Street, New York, was loaded with movie houses. There must have been like 50 movie houses right there in the Times Square area. Now we got, well, I don't know, we got three or four in the Times Square area, and they're all the multiplex things with the small theaters, and it's not the same thing anymore. A bit of society got lost there. But anyhow, the Pleiadians are talking about that, you know, that it's the worst thing in the world for us to be watching all this TV and spending all this time watching electronics, artificial intelligence, and stuff like that. And they've got a good point. So anyhow, you know, there's part of the problem. They got all these great videos, informative videos. I watch them myself, but you're watching them alone. And so it's a non-communal thing. You know, it's like you're in your own jail cell. I mean, that's what your home has been turned into. It is your jail cell. Because they've come up with more things for get people just to stay home. Sure, it's nice and comfy. It's a comfy jail cell. but you're not out there interacting with other people, and that's what the controllers of the world want. They want to separate everyone into their own little partitioned jail cell, and they don't want you doing communal conversations. And the people are losing the ability to talk to strangers, and it's sad. And that's what we need to get away from, and we need to get out there and communicate with strangers more often than we're doing. And we all have a responsibility in this. And that's why I'm, you know, I make a point that people should call into the show, since it's a call-in show. Participate in life. You know, don't be afraid to call in. You know, if this is a Coast to Coast show, I had a bigger audience. I'm sure there'd be people calling in. In fact, I've tried to call into Coast to Coast. The lines are always busy. But personally, I think I talk about a lot more important things on this show than I ever talk about on Coast to Coast. Not that I've heard a lot of great things on Coast to Coast, but it doesn't happen every day, every show they put on. I put it on. Sometimes the stuff is extremely boring. Sometimes they got people on there that don't know what they're talking about. Well, if you listen to my show, I do know what I'm talking about. And I'll never have a boring conversation going. And I'm doing this all by myself, without guests. But anyhow, that's it's an important part of interaction in life, you know, that you talk to strangers. And the number here, I'll give you everybody one more chance to call in. And if you don't, it's no problem, because I could talk for hours on all the information I've learned. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you have something to write that down, I'll give the number one more time. The call-in number to this show, Connect the Dots, which is a good show to call into, because no matter what you talk about, I'll know something about it, and we'll just have a little conversation, and our conversation will be educational to the listening audience, whether you know it or not, because I'll make it educational, because that's the kind of person I am. I try to make everything into something important. You know, your thoughts create reality. I have the intention. If I have the intention, I don't even need your intention. I'll have the intention to make whatever the conversation we talk about and make it important. And that'll make it important. So this is the last time I'll give the number tonight. The number to call in here is 888. 627-6008. Depending on what kind of phone you're dialing from, you might have to put a 1 in front of that. Like if you're on a landline, then you'll have to dial 1-888-627-6008. Okay. And I guess if you're an ET, I guess you can just break into the communication and say, people of Earth, we are listening. If I'm still connected, I'll answer. I'll say, welcome to planet Earth. What can I say? There's an important conclusion I came to a long time ago, and something to think about. You know, you got to wonder why things always go sour on planet Earth. Well, I philosophically figured it out one time, and I came up with a statement to kind of sum it up. In fact, I have the statement in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I claim it to be the most thought-inspiring book at the early part of the 21st century because it delves into everything and it connects everything. It connects the spirit world to the geometric world, to the vibrational world, to the music world, to buildings, to spirits, to governments, to conspiracies. Everything is connected, and everything is connected vibrationally. I'm sure a lot of you know that already. So anyhow, this philosophical statement I came up with to kind of like, it's like the 1 minute explanation or the 45-second explanation as to why things are the way they are, why do things fall apart so fast. And this is it. I'm going to read it right out of my book. I make the statement, it's just a small paragraph. I say, connect the dots theory concludes that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, the adversaries of mankind implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. And of course, this is exactly what has happened to the United States. It all sounded so great and started so good with the American Revolution. And no sooner than that, we were being sabotaged by the laying out of Washington, D.C. That's right. My book, Washington, D.C. has all the marks of the false gods. First, it's, you know, until I figured this out, I always wondered, what was the stupid idea behind marking out the streets, all out of sync with the true direction? So you had every street was either northeast or southwest or something like that. And if you look at a map, the original Washington, D.C. was a square, turns on its side to be out of kilter with the true directions by 45 degrees. And that out of kilter with the true directions is a mark of the false gods. So just the laying out of the city, there was the intention of the dark beings, the humanoid perverts. I don't know. I don't want to be too nice to these creatures. The original enslavers of mankind, the stealers of our DNA, or the shedding off the no-good so-and-sos who shed off 10 strands of our 12 strands of DNA, they had, from the very beginning, they were going to rule Washington, D.C. with their evil ways. And they started it off from the very beginning, making an intentional layout of a town to be 45 degrees out of kilter with the natural directions. And when you read the informative books like the Fifth Apocalypse Revelation, It's clearly stated there in the universal records that all the frequencies have been set up in the universe from the very beginning, and everything is aligned with the, what's called the four cardinal directions. And, of course, this is all the creation of the real first source and center, the one we know as God, or personally as the Heavenly Father, and that's all set in place from the beginning. So those who wanted to break away from God and play God themselves, the farthest they could get away from the already set in place reality of how the whole universe is connected to is to set focus their intentions and physical activities 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, because the whole universe is in sync with the cardinal directions. That's why there's all these teachings about facing the north, facing the east, the west, and so forth. Well, the dark side, the anti-God creatures, are always waving their flag about the 45-degree angle, and that's their marker. And Washington, D.C. is marked out 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, you know. If there's a caller here, I'm going to ask the caller to say something. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is John from Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. Hey, Don from Nashville, North Carolina. How do you spell that town?
Well, I didn't hear that one, but I'm just going to let you know that you're alone out there. Where is everybody?
I don't know, but what's on your mind?
Well, the underground situation. What's underground? Did we pay for the tunnels, or were the tunnels created?
You're talking about the all the underground highways and cities they're building. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I hear, too. I'm not an authority on it, but the word's out. You know, they've been doing this for a long time. They've got the tunnel machines that dig 15 miles a day, and they just keep increasing this underground world that only the elite have access to. What can you tell us about it that you know?
Well, they're not elite.
I mean the special privileged group.
Right. Yeah. So, after studying the Bosnian pyramids, you still there?
Yeah. What did you say?
The Bosnian pyramid. Bosnian pyramid.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Tell us something about it.
Well, what was mentioned was the energies that come from below and the energies that come from above are harmful to the humans.
Oh, yeah?
Right, exactly. So unless you're lined up correctly, you're going to be harmed anyway. I mean, unless you're next to a pyramid where they have the correct alignment done, you're not going to get the beneficial factors for living. In other words, your expectancy will be much higher living on the surface of the earth than it would be living.
I'm going to ask you, can you talk a little louder?
Next to the pyramid. But
can you talk a little louder? Because it's hard for me to hear you.
Now? What about now?
Yeah, that's better. Now? Yeah.
Okay. So next to the Earth, if you're on the surface of the Earth, there aren't that many beneficial factors for life at this point. And it's always been that way. But when you get inside the pyramids, life expectancy is much different. Everything leaves. All the negative energies from above and below go away. It's like a neutral spot, such as in Africa, when you walk to certain ancient sites, your cell phone
activity goes away and you're in a neutral spot. You're not affected by anything. You're in your own little vortex, basically.
Well, inside the pyramid is a very special place. There's a lot of books on it. I've come across a lot of knowledge, and some very interesting things happen in pyramids. After reading about them, I decided to do a test myself, and I followed the information that it didn't matter what you made the pyramid out of, as long as you made it so it was, the shape was reasonably accurate. And I did a test. I put a banana under there to see what would happen. And you can do this at home. Make a cardboard pyramid. Just make sure it's pretty accurate. Try to, come close to the Great Pyramid, as the instructions I followed. And a banana will last for weeks, even months. And you can still eat it. Is that crazy or what?
It is crazy.
Do the test yourself, and it works. And there's the proof right there that pyramids are energy attractors and create a special environment. And I haven't got a more crazier story than that. I told that to some clairvoyant woman. I was amazed of what had happened. And then she says, I got a better story for you. And she tells me that somebody told her to gave her a hollow pyramid made out of gold, the walls, the faces, it was hollow underneath, and he says, put an apple under there and leave it for 2 years. And she says, I followed the instructions, and when I pulled that small gold pyramid off the top of the apple was as fresh as it was when I put it in there 2 years ago. So, pyramids all have amazing energies in them, and all kinds of things happen. Plenty of stories out there. So, what else can you tell me about? You said the Bosnian Pyramid?
Yeah, Bosnian Pyramid is the second largest. The largest one is actually in Tibet.
And
the guy's a pyramidologist, I guess you can call him, but he's got it. Very fascinating study. You enter a normal human being, you go down below, and you come back up a better human being, enhanced just by standing in underneath the pyramid.
And you're fading out. You got to talk louder or talk closer to the phone. Talk louder. That's all.
Okay. All right. So.
Oh, that's way better.
All right. The benefits of just going down as a normal human being, going down, visiting the underside of a energy-charged pyramid, especially the Bosnian pyramids, and coming back up, they've measured that you've increased your human capabilities health-wise. Everything is increased.
Good, health. Very good.
And also healings. Healing. And the same thing, I feel Mount Adams is the same way.
Yeah.
You still there? Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm listening. Go ahead, keep going.
Right. So what I've put together is that since these are energy grids that nobody really pays attention to much unless you study them, what we have is a source of life that's beneficial. Now, there's a guy that takes a geometric shape of a device of his own. He puts it in the back of his trunk, and he drives around, and he clears out the chemtrails.
Oh, yeah?
He just drives around. Yeah, in the back of his trunk, he drives around and clears out the chemtrails. Now, these are the guys that are like the Tesla
kids. Big is his pyramid? Is he using a pyramid shape to do that?
Yeah, it's the one in advance. It's just a four-sided one. I forget the name of it.
So he's using a frame pyramid, I guess made out of a copper pipe or something like that?
Right. It's kind of it's a contained Organian type method. But in general, he's proven it. He just drives around with it and clears the air. Everything around him clears up. So there is a method to this madness, and the method is we all need to clean our frequencies up and shut down the negative frequencies, the ones that are killing us, and present one that's positive, which means we all need to have...
You shared with us some important information there, because we're all suffering with these chemtrails, and if this guy figured out just driving around with a pickup truck with a frame pyramid pointed up, what does he have on the apex, a crystal or something?
Well, I'm not sure if it's designed. You can actually find him on YouTube. I can send the link. I got it somewhere stashed, but he's satisfied with it. I mean, he's totally satisfied. It's like, this is what I do.
That sounds wonderful. In fact, tell your friend to call into the show next week.
Okay. Good enough.
Tell him to do that, and this is valuable information, and he can explain to us, you know, what it's made out of, what's the apex made out of.
Right.
I used to sleep under a frame pyramid with a crystal on the top as an apex, and there were some interesting phenomena I experienced just from that. Tell your friend to call in. We're almost coming to the end of the show, but let me share this with you, another amazing pyramid story.
All right.
There happens to be this famous physicist who's had a lot of amazing experiences in his life, and I was listening to one of his lectures, and he shared the information about he regularly goes to the Great Pyramid in Egypt because of his scientific credentials. He gets the privilege to go there, and he told the story that he was in the Great Pyramid with his wife, and he was decided to do an experiment with frequencies, and he hit an F sharp note. F sharp, you know, some a note we don't usually think too much of, and it immediately caused a burst of lightning or flash of light. Giant light ball of light that lit up the whole inside of the dark pyramid, scared the shit out of the guards, and they grabbed their guns, and nobody knew what the hell was going on. And then he was in Mexico and tried the same thing with a kind of a step-type pyramid in Mexico, and he got the same result. He was outside that one, and a burst of light popped out of the pyramid by hitting the frequency of an F sharp note. Now, is that amazing or what?
It's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, next time you're near a pyramid, bring a device with you that'll hit an F sharp note and see what happens.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with me, and I'll do exactly that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my friend, for calling, and it's like the end of the show, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. Call in next week. Tell your friend with the pyramid in the pickup truck. He's got to call in. This is valuable information. We all need to hear.
Yeah. Awesome. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Have a good night. Well, now, see, that was an educational moment there. And that's why I ask people to call in, because we all have a story to tell, and we're all teachers in certain ways, you know. And everybody has their little special story to tell. And when we start sharing the stories with other people, you know, one thing leads to another, and we all become a little more educated, and we all become a little more enlightened. And I hope this guy with the pickup truck and the beer bin in the back calls next week, because I'm dying to find out myself, like, what's it made out of? What's the angles of the slopes, and what's he using for the apex? Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'll make one final statement. Projecting love will gather love, because love is the most powerful force in the universe. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, and we're going to go into two of my songs. And before we go there, just let me remind people, I got two albums out there at the CD Baby Music Store, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. Go on the internet, CD Baby Music Store. These songs were written to enlighten you, to get you to think. And also on American Party Songs, songs that are just fun to listen to and gotta be. So, with that, we'll go to the end lead guitar part to one of those songs on the American Party Songs album, and followed by the first song on Songs Better Than Dylan. That if you listen to the end of that song, the name of the song is I Gotta Be Somebody, you'll hear a horse galloping. Only song ever recorded that has the sound of a horse galloping at the end of it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.